Welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank postgame show. Brandon Bainey joined right now by Campbell County head coach Micah Christensen. Coach Christensen, thanks for joining us here. Let's start with the positive takeaways you took away from tonight's game, and then we'll focus on the negatives. But we'll start with the positives. What did you see out there from your guys that you liked tonight?
Oh, I thought, you know, offensively, you know, Coach Holst did a good job getting the ball to the perimeter and creating some good plays there, and got a score there late in the first half, and saw some good things there defensively. Just saw a lot of things that we still got to continue to work on.
So, how much of that is Sheridan's obviously a very talented team? They ripped off a lot of big plays. How much of that is Sheridan's talent? How much of that is missing assignments, things like that? It's kind of tough to gauge that sometimes.
Yeah, you know, Sheridan is definitely, you know, a tough team. You know, that them and Natrona, in my mind, stand out, you know, head and shoulders above everybody else. Unfortunately, you know, I thought we played Natrona a lot tougher. You know, our kids were a little bit more physical with them, and I don't know if it's we're banged up, you know, what it could be, you know, lack of preparation on my part, you know, but that's the most discouraging thing is I thought if we come out, you know, like we did against Natrona, granted the score was pretty big against Natrona as well, but I thought our physicality was lacking in our desires that sometimes seem to be a little bit lacking. So, and you know, nothing. Sheridan's a quality program, and they showed that tonight. And Coach Julian showed nothing but class tonight, and I'm grateful for that. So,
yeah, I definitely agree with that. So, going back to the Natrona game, how much of that is the hype and the outside noise that surrounds it? When you played Natrona, it was week two, and they were only 1-0. Sheridan comes in, this big 7-0 record, the undisputed number one team. I mean, how much of that is just the hype surrounding the opponent that gets into your guys' heads?
You know, I'd like to believe that it is, you know, significant. You know, when our kids were game two, you know, they're still pretty green behind the ears, and they were, at that point, you know, really gung-ho, and we're still fresh, and we, as much as we tried to downplay Sheridan and not focus on Sheridan, just focus on what we needed to do, I think some of the, you know, the attention that Sheridan's getting, them being undefeated and them being a, you know, they are a fantastic team, I think some of the kids, you know, let that, you know, go to their heads a little bit and feel like it was a Goliath out there, which it was, and just can't do that and go out and really expect to compete. So,
For the most part this season, in terms of penalties, you guys have done a lot better jobs than your opponents in terms of number of penalties and things like that. A couple maybe late in the game where things got a little chippy. What did you think about the penalties out there?
Yeah, you know, when we come out of the first half and start that second half, that first penalty, you know, I kind of questionable on that one. I thought, you know, we had a kid downfield blocking, and they claimed it was after the whistle, and you know, maybe it was. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in a game, and I thought it was a pretty good block. The kid was just working really hard and being aggressive, which we're trying to come out of the half and be. The second one, you know, I wasn't able to see, and unfortunately, it got him ejected from the game, and they claimed that what they saw, you know, was enough to warrant that, and we can't play that way. We don't condone that or anything. And as far as the other penalties, you know, I think it was, you know, a little bit of a lack of focus and things that we need to do better and fix.
One bright spot is the touchdown right before the end of the first half. You guys took a timeout to draw up the play, I assume, and it looked like it worked out pretty well. Trey Latke just outworked his kid to get the ball and shake him off and take him to the end zone. What does that say about a kid like Trey Latke, who came out his senior season, he just refuses to quit out there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Trey is a huge, huge asset to our team. The kid never does quit. He works hard day in and day out, and he's a competitor. And Coach Holst did a fantastic job calling a timeout and putting us in a position to score there late. So,
So now Cheyenne South next week. Just a quick snapshot. What do you know about Cheyenne South?
Oh, we're back to the, you know, double wing. They aren't, you know, we didn't see a ton of that out of Rock Springs last week. They spread the ball out a little bit with that new quarterback. But Cheyenne South is primarily that double wing. They're not double tight double wing. They will spread you out a little bit, but they still don't run that double wing offense. And but you'll see a lot of fullback traps, a lot of option, a lot of misdirection where, you know, we're going to have to be disciplined on defense and make sure everybody's doing their job, and there'll be a battle.
All right, Mike Christensen, head coach of the Camels. Thanks for joining us here on the Pinnacle Bank postgame show.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
All right, that's going to do it here from Camel Stadium. Sheridan with the victory tonight, 72-7 over the Camels. Big thanks to Jalen back in the studio tonight. Excellent work as always. I'm Brandon Bainey. Next Friday, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff, 5:45 pregame show. Until then, Brandon Bainey saying good night, everybody.